SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy show. We've got a full baseball slate. And I hope Joe altered the over in Baltimore and Cleveland tonight. I hope that he was altering that over. We have a couple soccer matches in the Copa. Canada trying to hold on here at the end. I think they might have. I'll have to double check right now. I think they're in the waning moments of that match. We also have a lot of football tonight. I promise Joe, in the second hour, we're going to put together that nine-teamer for the college football playoff. So that's going to be some fun. We're going to have to find the group of five team in a haystack. Along with that, we got to get ready for the golf. As they're in Detroit this week, full-on jabroni tournament. No Scottie Scheffler, thank God. Go spend a few weeks at home with the family. So a lot going on that front. It is a Dinger Tuesday, too. Lots of taters are in play. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it. Finally. Turn the page. Move on. It's over. Thankfully. What a slow pain that was. Slow pain. I'm so happy we ripped the Band-Aid off last night with all the Edmonton backers. Hate to say it, but I'm glad we just ripped the Band-Aid off. You know, that's it. Goodbye. Bye. That's it.
So just get him out, Joe. Who cares?
That's
it. You know, we got no
misery
use for
loves
them.
Company. If I'm not winning, neither should anybody else. Bye.
That's Send it. Him to the showers, Joe says.
That's
get
it.
Him out.
David, Dreisaitl, Hyman. Oh, there's
no way they're going to lose.
No way they're going to lose. They got all the momentum. Yeah, all the momentum. Take it right back to Edmonton.
Gutless Canadian team
hasn't won it in how many years now? 21?
93. Last time.
31 years.
31 years since the team from Canada hoisted the cup.
And I love our Canadian listeners. I love them. But you know, hey, I don't know what to tell you. It's been a long road since Patrick Roy was doing butterflies in the crease.
It has been a long time. I'm annoyed here, Joe, as Peterson just hit Judge. Judge can't homer if they're going to walk him every time. That's just not going to work for me. You judge
don't start.
Here.
I got something building tonight.
All right, let's get to what's happening live. 8-6 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cleveland leads Baltimore. Please tell me you altered that total.
No, here's what I got. And you're going to laugh. That's the one total I don't have. Okay?
I wish you would have told me that. I really do.
Again, you know, here's what I got in the till. Look, I need you to root it in, though. Could you root this in for me tonight?
What do you got here? All right, so you need the alt in the Penguins. Geez, the Pirates and the Reds. 6-0 Pirates, bottom of the third, and the Reds got the bases loaded here.
That's it.
Let's
come on, convert.
They can move. Convert. You need the over alt over 9.5 in the Mariners and the Rays. 2-2 bottom five in Tampa. See if we can find a homer there. You got the over 11.5 with the Red Sox and the Jays. 7-2 Toronto, top of the third.
Yeah.
What are you doing adding the fourth team in now? I mean, what happened? You weren't hitting the three-teamers. You got to go add a fourth?
I know.
What are you doing?
Yo, stop. Just root it in.
I want you to win.
I got first and third in the Tampa game. Root it in for me. I don't need the coaching.
I can't believe this.
I don't need the coaching. You don't need to be Tony Robbins tonight. You need to be my wingman. I need you.
Man.
I don't need to, you should have did this, zig when you should have zagged. I know my mistakes. I just
Braves
need you
the,
as my pet rock.
Braves
That's
and the Cardinals
I need you
are
to be.
In a rain delay. They didn't start
good.
On time.
That might be a good thing.
Wash him off the ticket, get him voided, get him out, rain him out.
Just be my coach.
I am, and you're not listening.
No. Let me rephrase that. Be my pet rock.
4-0 Tigers lead the Phillies. That's in the top of the seventh. The Scoobles pitched outstanding.
Yeah, let me tell you, those Phillies, they really do you in with the totals. They're due to break out on some of these totals. I don't know when. We got to see who they match up with over the weekend. But they've been, like, you know, flirting with these totals. You know, 9.5, they win 9. 8.5, they get 8. You know, this team sometimes, they love to flirt with the totals. Can I get a couple of runs in these games? Could they break out Tampa? Be my pet rock. 2 outs.
I'm trying to be.
Caballero's up. This guy's a hack.
You're all over this guy. He's a hack, he says.
0-2.
This guy's a hack.
Just put it in play. Don't strike out, man. I got Tony Robbins next to me. Next thing you know, he'll be talking about Andy Elliott. He'll be giving me a class about selling.
I just want you to get in. You know,
I don't need to know my faults. Everybody's got them. You want me to start picking on you?
I mean, what are you going to say?
Mr. Perfect. Mr. Wonderful. Who was that in the WWE? Who was that guy?
I'm not sure, Joe.
help me out. Anybody? Gorgeous
what are you
George?
Asking?
Who was that?
Gorgeous George. You said Mr. Perfect?
Mm-hmm. Oh, second and third. Do we
All right,
get a
let's
hit?
Let's get these in. How about some taters, too, while we're there?
How about a
How
Caballero
about some taters?
Hits a three-run shot? How about Caballero?
Ooh.
Caballero!
Ooh.
I don't know. Come on, Caballero.
Are you... He made out, Joe.
This guy. What?
Out. They're out of the inning.
How do you know they're out? I'm on FanDuel. Where'd you get that?
You talking about the Reds?
No.
Oh, Reds had the bases loaded. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, see, you're always looking. I need you to root it in. I got second and third here in Tampa Bay.
Caballero? You need Caballero to get it going.
Come on, Caballero.
Knock those
Single
two in.
Single brings in two. He struck out. This guy's a total hack.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
See, this is it. Show starts. Mr. Negative, here he is right away.
Not me.
Telling me what I should be doing. And I'm going to tell you this weekend.
My gas can light them up game of the night about to start. Colorado and Houston. Light them up. Gas can game. Got McMahon. Got Jordan. We got everybody cooking there.
All right.
Our gas can game of the night.
Gas can game of the night. Last night was a dead under. Hopefully
right.
you come
see what
through.
What happens tonight?
Yeah.
Today's
Hopefully
a different
you come
day.
Through. Kurt Hennig. Is that who is Mr.
Perfect?
Oh,
is that? That's Mr. Perfect. Kurt Hennig, yeah.
There you go.
That's your guy?
That's you.
Not me.
Flawless. Johnny Flawless. That's you.
Not me.
Yeah. Mr. Wonderful, in the flesh.
Mr. Dead Cat Bounce.
Stop with the Dead Cat Bounce. Stop. Don't start with me tonight. No. I'm not in the mood.
Good fellas on Twitter tweeted me, go for the four-teamer, Joe Lisi. Mr. Dead Cat Bounce, he called you.
There it is. Did he? Oh, he didn't tag me in it? He didn't tag me in it?
No, I'll
these guys. Gotta love them, though. Listen, you gotta be able to take it. You gotta be
you
able
do.
You can dish it
you
out,
do.
But you also have to be able to take it.
There you
Paul
go. You're getting
Orndorff.
Kurt Hennig.
That's who I was talking about.
Now it's Mr. Wonderful. Right? Mr. Wonderful.
Orndorff throwing bouquets at him.
Just getting going. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Great to have everybody with us here. 6-0 Pirates lead the Reds, 7-2 Jays Sox. 3-0 Mets lead the Yankees. Hadn't gotten that one to you yet. 1-0 Dodgers. Don't tell me this guy already, Joe.
Freeman?
No, Freeman's up now. It had to must have been Ohtani.
Was it Olsen? Was it your guy?
No.
I don't know.
Hold on. It was Ohtani, leadoff homer to start the game. Amazing. This Ohtani. But the problem was tonight, Joe. He was really like, I mean, you can't play a homer under 2-1. Like, he was like plus 175 to hit a homer. I mean, I guess if it cashes, it cashes. But, like, I can't. That's too low for me, Joe. I have, like, a number that I won't go below.
Right.
And, like, 175 is well below it. I just, I can't. But he gets it done every night. Right? That's his 24th. That's his 24th on the season for Ohtani. And what's Judge at? 28? 27? 28?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if Judge hit one tonight, Joe.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if my guys just, like, blow through their numbers.
1-0 Rangers, too.
Yeah, I got that. I got that total. Come on. Come on.
Okay, well, they're off to a good start for you. Should be happy about that.
I got over 10.5 there. Come on, man.
Still a rain delay in St. Louis for the Braves and the Cardinals.
Yeah, not good. Not good.
Matias is back with us tonight. Matias, did Canada hold on there at the Copa?
They did hold on, guys. And you know what? They got lucky with that red card. Because if it wasn't for that red card, I wouldn't be telling you guys that Canada won this game today. So, big missed tackle from Peru that leads to a red card.
Well, to be fair, I mean, just going by, and I didn't get to see much of the first half, but going by from what I was reading, it seemed like Peru was playing a little excessive, and that a red card was something that they were kind of steaming towards with how they were playing. They weren't playing very well, you know.
To tell you the truth, that's how they always play. That's part of their identity. You know, they're reckless, but they're also good. And I did think that the first card, where everybody said, oh, he headbutted him, he was baited a little bit. You know, I didn't think that was excessive. But the second one was definitely excessive. Cleats up, missed the ball. It's a perfect type of tackle that breaks a leg. So, you know, that was very obvious. That's a clear red card. But the other one, you know, you can't change the game because of two guys going back and forth and the guy, you know, they bump heads right there. Usually the guy's supposed to bump heads back with him, but this time, you know, the Canadian didn't do it. So, you know, a little bit of a bait game right there, Carver.
Wow, how about that?
Wow, look at that breakdown. That was
and
that
as
was
you know,
impressive.
I'm on Messi Weeks here up. To score for Argentina tonight in this game against Chile. So hopefully we can get that cooking for us tonight. How was Vegas, Matias? Did you do all right over there?
Oh, I did great, Carver. It was fantastic. I also won big time on a slot machine for the first time in my life. I never played slots. But since I was with people that did, I ended up doing it. And it went ring, ring, ring real quick when I placed max bet. And boom, $1,500 on some penny slot. It was kind of wild. But I had to wait for them to pay me. That's the first time I've had to wait for somebody to come out the back and like say, hey, sign this for me.
Look at this. Wow. Interesting.
So, Joe, this gutless coach from Texas A&M officially took the job?
Yeah.
This Schlossnagel, Jim Schlossnagel, is leaving College Station to become the new coach of the Texas Longhorns. Yeah. I mean, geez, man. You couldn't wait 48 hours after losing?
The plot isn't even dry, huh?
That is dirty, Joe. I mean, you talk about just an absolute gutless move. Honestly, playing a College World Series and not even 24 hours the guy waits. Chopped. I'm out of here. See you later.
The body's like still warm. Like, I mean, really. Like, and this guy's got, you know, he's got stones telling the reporter, you know, you're selfish for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Kid's real selfish, right? Not even 24 hours later, you're out the door. Bye. Guy's unbelievable.
That is incredible.
He said he sacrificed his family. So is he sacrificing his family going from College Station to Austin? Or is he divorced? Is that what he means? I don't even know what he means by that, to be honest.
Man, that Ohtani homo was a bomb, Joe. He just got over the wall, actually. Bad camera work there.
Now, here we go.
I can't believe
everybody's
how gutless this guy was.
Look at this. Copa. Look at all these plays. Unbelievable.
Yeah, what? For who?
I don't know. Matias now. This is the thing. Hey, Copa.
Well, this is what he's playing. I mean, what do you want to do?
I know. I'm not missing out, Matias. I'm telling you. You couldn't get a more boring thing for me to watch. I will never watch that.
You don't got to watch it, Joe. You just got to make the plays, baby. Gabe swept the board today.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic.
Good for Gabe.
Well, to be fair, and I love Gabe. Gabe was on with me on Coast to Coast. He got smashed in the first legs of that Euro today. He said so himself on the show. He said that France, Poland, Austria, Netherlands window, Gabe got smashed during that. So thankfully, good for him, he bounced back with the Canada game, and he did sweep the board there. But he had a lot of problems early in the day.
Now, what is it? Is this like the World Cup? Like we got it multiple rounds. They win the Pool A, then they go to the Sweet 16. Or what's the deal with
that's
this?
That's correct.
This
is be going, you do the group so play, and then they get then they go to
July?
A knockout round. Yeah, mid July. Yeah.
They don't call it a summer of soccer for no reason, Joe. It's called the summer of soccer, baby. Let's go.
Summer doldrums is what we call it. I mean, I can't take it, Matias. I got to be honest with you. I'd rather watch paint dry for 46 hours straight than watch that.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. On the grid. Mountcastle up for the Orioles here, Joe. Can he hit a two-run homer for us?
This is your guy. Come on, Mountcastle. Come on, Mountcastle. 9-2, Blue Jays. 9-2. Smash that green monster. Smash it.
How about that? There you go, Joe.
I took the in-game over
16.5. Let's get the Mountcastle now, too.
I took the in-game over 16.5.
Yeah, you went in for more?
Yeah.
That's all right. Why not?
Yeah, well, I mean, why not? Go big tonight. Let's go.
Go big, baby.
Go big.
Come on, Mountcastle.
Come on, Mountcastle. See how I root for you? Come on, Mountcastle.
You're rooting it in.
Yeah, because I need it too.
You said you weren't in on that game.
The Cleveland game?
Yeah. Yeah, Cleveland and Baltimore. Ooh, they locked it, Joe. Come on. Come on, Joe.
Come on. Come on.
Joe, we're all eagerly awaiting to see what flips on here. Either that little third out ball or if it goes to 8-8.
No,
This is what it's come to.
I know. This is like it
says Santander's up.
Come on. Crack through here. Crack through. There it is. Crack through right now.
These Dinger Tuesdays. Oh, it's first and third. You didn't homer.
Catch up on that seven tonight.
We needed a homer there.
It's never enough.
Not that.
What's this?
Second and third for the Reds. No, Reds are finished. They go to the fifth.
Why'd you put the kibosh on it?
I did not. 3-1 White Sox. Wow. 3-1 White Sox.
Yeah, sure. They broke out.
Man, Benintendi.
Small army for the Reds out there.
What a start for the White Sox.
Here we go. Everybody's making out.
Vinny P with an RBI single for the Royals. He's been hot. Vinny P from the deli. 2-0 Astros. 2-0 Astros.
Yeah.
Need Yordan there and McMahon. Mm. Dinger Tuesday, Joe. Nothing like it.
Yeah, I'm
fire him up, baby.
Carter.
What's the matter, Joe?
I'm just looking over the plays here.
You got a lot of them.
Mojo. Need some mojo.
You really, at this point, Joe, you play so many of these, you should just, like, round robin them all.
Yeah, I should.
You should just round robin all the old totals.
Yeah, I went for yard. I was trying to go big, trying to go up over the green monster.
I know.
Trying to get a nice little uppercut.
Yeah. Now they say 840 for the Cardinals and the Braves, Joe.
All right, that's
so we'll
good.
See.
All right, we'll see. We'll see. That's the bottom line, right? We'll see. Isn't that how they say it?
That is how they say it, Joe. You're right. So Scooble's done for Detroit. Listen to this line, Joe. Sparkling line for Tarik Skubal tonight against one of the best hitting teams in baseball. 7 innings, 3 hits, no runs, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. Mm. Dominant stuff from Skubal. What's the matter?
So now what? No, he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Saying it's 4-0, I get. Well, nobody's saying he's going to the Hall of Fame, Joe, but, I mean, do you not agree the Phillies lineup scores a lot of runs? You don't?
Yes, so it's a good night for him.
Okay, yeah, give the guy a break. I mean, he's the odds-on favorite to win the AL Cy Young right now. I'm not saying he's going to win. There's a lot of time left, but, geez.
Scoop.
Joe basically, you know, saying the guy's a nobody. He's a hack.
I didn't say he's a nobody. I'm just saying, you know.
Cut the guy a break here.
I'm giving him a break, all right? I gave him his props. Nice job, Scooble. 7 strikeouts tonight.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. Joe, second of the night for Mark Vientos for the Mets. Extends their lead to 4-0 over the Yankees.
Wow.
Extend. You're not involved. I think that's one total you're not involved with, right?
No.
You don't like the Subway Series games.
I'm not a big fan. Not a big fan, Carver. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's all right. Sure, Joe. You don't have a problem with that. At some point, also during the show, we are going to get to the golf. 6-2 Rays. 6-2
yes!
Rays.
Smash it.
How did that
Smash
happen,
it.
Joe?
I don't know, but I'm over the in-game 6.5. How about that? Right
Where
up, you know what?
Rays come?
Smash it.
See how they scored. So a triple from Walls, and then Ben Roethlisberger with a 2-run homer.
Who?
6-2, Rays. Wow. So that was the live one. What was the other live one?
In-game.
Guardians Orioles?
Yeah, hang on. I'm watching. Hang on.
He got a lot of tickets.
Anybody.
5-0 Astros. 5-0 Astros.
Wow, they're smashing them today.
The gas can game of the night, Joe. Let's go.
Good job.
Not a good job yet. Not in the barn.
Nice job, Carver.
Not in the barn yet.
All right, well.
Keep saying that. Not in the barn. Wouldn't
right,
do that to
it's
you.
Not in the barn yet. All right, you're right. 6-2. Eight nothing Pirates.
Really?
Shabam!
Homer?
Somebody was on second. They smashed it.
Yeah, they smashed it, huh? Let's see who
nice
that was,
Joe. Come on.
Triolo with a 2-run homer for the Pirates.
Johnny Triolo.
8-0.
I always knew
is he
that
from
kid.
The is he from the neighborhood?
Yeah, Triolo, 86th Street.
From the neighborhood. Wow, big night. Can we get some of my guys to homer now, Joe? I know last night I had a few. I don't think I'm being greedy. I'd like to get at least one on the board.
You're a little greedy. I mean, a little. No?
Yeah, I think that's unfair.
That's wrong by me?
Yeah, I don't think that's right to say.
All right.
I don't think you
All
need
right.
to say that.
My bad.
I can tell you, if we can get Olsen in that Brave game, if it ever starts, that would be good.
Yeah, that would be fantastic for both of us, Corver. For both of us.
All right, let's go here, Colorado.
Come on. I got the Red Sox bottom four, first and third. Come on, smash one in here. 16.5 is the in-game number.
For the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Man, they're only in the fourth inning? Jeez.
Yeah.
They're going to the top of the fifth.
Yep. Balls are flying out in Fenway. It's what we like to see, balls flying out.
The only game, really, Joe, early at least, from the early slate that's a dead under so far is the Tiger-Philly game.
Yeah.
Everything else has some gas.
And we got some
Even the Mets. 6-0 Mets. 6-0 Mets.
Wow. What happened
there?
Who
got that one?
What happened there?
I don't know. It'd be nice if my Nimmo with a 2-run homer. This pig. You gotta be kidding me. You know, I looked for a number for him earlier, Joe, and he wasn't listed.
Really?
Yeah. Cole always gives it. Cole's getting smashed. They take him out. That'll be the end for him. 4 innings, 72
Take
pitches.
Him out.
Gives up how many
take
homers?
Him out.
1, 2, 3, 4
smashed.
4 homers. He gave Jeez. Up. Pig effort by him. That's awful.
Yeah, pig effort. All right.
Just
this
unlucky.
This is it, Corver. We turn the page.
I know. We turn the page, and I promise you, in the second hour, is our first segment of really turning the page. We're going to go and do that boost builder. You didn't use it, right?
No.
Okay. And you opted in for it? You know what I'm talking about? You got it?
Yeah, I got to opt in, probably. I got to probably opt in.
Okay. But you saw at least that it's there. You saw that you're...
I don't know. Boost builder right there. I got it.
Yeah. So we're gonna do... We can go 9 teams on that college football playoff.
All right.
And boost it up.
That's it. Let's go up, and away.
And we're gonna go through some... we're going to put some chalk in there, and then we'll put... We got to at least put one long shot, and we got to pick a group of 5 team, right?
Yeah.
That should be fun, trying to figure out who we're going to go with on that.
Well, I have a few, but us agreeing on it's going to be the
Well,
problem.
You give me some suggestions later, and I'll let you know how I feel about them.
All right, that's fair.
Okay. I'm not trying to, run you over or anything like that.
That's all right. You've been running me over all week. It's okay.
That's not fair.
Partner's been... Getting smashed a little bit, you know.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Rubbing salt in the wound.
That ain't right, Joe. You don't have to say that.
Yeah.
I can't believe how gutless this effort was from the Yankees tonight.
That yeah, game's not
gutless
over,
as
though.
As Texas
game's
A&M
not over.
Yeah, you know, they do got to get a lot of outs, the Mets, right?
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe the heart of the ordering. Can we get a Judge homer, Joe?
It's possible, Corver. I mean, it's possible. You can never say never. You know that?
I have it in a parlay. It'd be nice.
Do you?
Yeah. It would be nice, Joe. Throw a couple in here. Get us going a little bit. My feed froze. Not only are they losing 6-0, but my feed in here froze. I can't fix it during the break. So nothing
That's
going
not
right
good.
For me right now, Joe. Hopefully things start to go right for you.
Hopefully. I'm hanging on.
You
got to
have at least one that's on the doorstep, right?
I do. I have this one. They're giving me the cash out. I can't take it. I got to go for broke here with this one. It's close. They're giving me the cash out, and, you know, I still got another game to start, but look. It's here. Look. Giving you the cash out.
Let's see this cash out that Joe's got here. I'm surprised if there's a... Yeah, you know...
Yeah, it's always tough.
6, 7, 8. You need 2 more there. You need 2 more there. You need 1 more there. You know, you can't cash it out, Joe, because there's a chance you're going to have the three legs, and then they bag that Brave Cardinal game.
I know.
And that would be a really poor. You really have to wait that out. I know you don't want to. But
it's tough, though, you know?
I understand, but you got to have a little bit of discipline here.
It's my coach.
Need a little bit of discipline. Tells me to Soto eat food. Homer, are you kidding me?
Did he?
Yeah, Soto homered.
Here they come.
You know.
Why does that bother you?
Because, it's just, you know, the dingers are very hard, Joe. And you're looking at the board, and you're going through numbers, and you're going, and obviously you can't play everybody. You can't play 25 dingers a night. You got to just do what you can. I locked it up for Judge after. Maybe Judge went a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly.
Belly to
maybe.
Belly.
Maybe. No, a judge got made out. Nice job.
Belly to belly.
Disappointing. Carver and Lacy Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. A lot more to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, Joe. Harper did homer and break, get the Phillies on the board. But it's over now. 4-1 final. So that was, I guess, in the top of the ninth. He hit that garbage time homer. 8-1 Pirates, Joe. The Reds get on the board.
Yeah, they have a runner on third, one out. Guy's got an 0-2. Just slap it to right.
Seattle got a homer from Mitch Garver to make it 6-3 in Tampa.
Okay.
Bottom seven, Orioles, bases loaded with one out, down 8-6. So we got a lot of action here. Mets now lead 6-1. The Yankees got a Soto homer, and now they have first and second with one out against Peterson. And J.D. Davis, playing his first game as a Yankee, is up now. They go to the bottom of the second in Chicago. White Sox lead the Dodgers 3-1. You know, you get the I got to tell you, Joe, you get the Dodgers right now, plus $1.16 down 3-1 in the second inning.
You want to jump on them?
That's a pretty good, you know.
They make it so tough, you know, Corver.
Yeah, I know.
You want to take the over in the Dodger game?
No, I would. The only thing I would take right now is the plus 116 for them to win the game. That's all I'd be interested in, Joe, at this point. At least for me. I've been trying for 15 minutes to get this dopey Yankee game back on.
What happened?
The feed just stopped. I don't understand. Just stopped.
Stinks.
It's like, you know, Joe, you pay all the money for this stuff and none of it works. It's frustrating. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to watch this game on the GameCast is painful.
Remember this as well, Joe. No show tomorrow night.
Yes.
Because of course the network's NBA draft special will be on, so you get that on the radio. 8-2 Pirates. 8-2 Pirates.
Yeah, 8-2. Come on, I need one more. Got over 10.5.
So as we were saying, NBA draft special. I guess that would be Coach and KW and the crew. Joe,
and
they'll be on
Stevens,
tomorrow night.
I think.
Oh yeah.
I think I could. I believe so. I believe
I don't know
it.
The exact lineup either.
You're
know
there Thursday, though, right? Thursday, you're
me and Pharrell are in studio for the second
now,
round.
Now, are you guys covering round two? Is that when that goes on or no?
Apparently, round two starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday, yes.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Where are they even having it? The Garden or no?
It'd be with the Barclays Center, Joe.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. All right. So. I think that's where they're having it. I'm pretty sure.
if I remember correctly. I don't know what happened here with the Yankee game, Joe. They've had this locked for a while.
Is it a rain delay?
No, I don't think there's a rain delay. You look out your window. Is it raining?
Well, you told me the other day it was raining in Long Island when it didn't rain a stitch by me. Didn't you tell me that?
That is true, Joe. It's almost like living in a different world.
Connecticut or wherever you were over
the
weekend?
Well, that was, at Cromwell at the TPC River Highlands.
Oh, Cromwell.
Hey, did you see? Everybody's in on Toasty this week.
It's probably going to go down like a dart. That's what happens.
Really? You think that's you avoid because everybody says it's a good spot for him?
Well, now all of a sudden Toasty's the flavor of the day. It's like, you know, we need it now. You know, this is it now. Now it's Toasty. I mean, you guys have been hot, but I mean, all right, so it's Toasty. Okay, I'll bet Toasty.
Well, I think like I told you last night, we do a unit on T20 and we sprinkle the outright.
Okay. How about first round leader? Why? If he's going to win it, why does he have to backdraft all the time? Why can't he just start and step up and actually do something productive?
I wouldn't trust him to hold a lead for four rounds.
All right. Okay.
I'll have to see what his first round leader number is. Maybe we'll.
Okay.
Maybe we can see what they got there. First round leader number, Toasty.
Johnny Toasty.
Let's see what he's at, Joe. 80-1.
It's a good number.
It's a good number.
If the syndicate believes that he's going to step up, you're telling me he can't get.
I think this is a good course for him.
Well, then he should. Then let's play him for first round leader. No?
I guess. He's kind of in that price range where we could play him.
80-1, Corver. I mean, you know.
Todd Father, 110-1.
Todd Father? Todd Frazier?
No. Oh. Brendan Todd.
8-3, Pittsburgh. That total's
in. Go.
It's in the barn. Let's
That's
go.
In the barn. D.
Vamos, vamos.
There you go.
All right.
You're in the mix now.
I need one run in Tampa. Stressed. I need one run in Boston. What are they
need
doing?
One
with
run
this,
in Boston. You got some innings left there, though, right?
I'm in on first. Come on, come on.
You still got some time.
Yep.
8-7, Cleveland. 8-7.
Wow. Wow. Now, these games are starting to open up, Carver. These games are opening up.
Yeah, except that Kansas City game. That's not opening up.
Yeah, you kiboshed that. I said probably that game's going to go over, and you're like, nah, I don't think so. Well, I don't want it to go over. I was on it last night. I want everybody to lose.
Yeah, I don't think that's exactly how the conversation went.
Yeah.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. 8-7, Cleveland leads Baltimore, top of the eighth at Camden Yards. You have 6-3 still Rays and Mariners. Bottom seven, Rays have a man on second and two out. 8-3, Pirates lead the Reds in the bottom fifth. They're going to the sixth inning now. Bottom six, leadoff double for the Red Sox. 9-2, Jays lead the Sox. We need one more there, Joe?
Yeah, I need one more in the Rays,
right,
one
so
more in the Sox.
Leadoff double there in Boston. Let's see if the Red Sox can push that home. 6-1, Mets lead the Yankees. Bottom five. 3-1, White Sox lead the Dodgers, and they got two on again with Robert up.
Wow.
And let's see. Can this guy pound one into the seats, Joe, to make it 6-1?
Come on, pound it into the seats.
Come on. Let's go here.
Pound it.
Let's go here.
Johnny, pound it. Let's go.
1-0 still Royals in Miami. 1-0 Rangers Brewers. 5-0 Astros Rockies. I just went to check, Joe. Still no update on when they're going to start in St. Louis.
Good.
Between the
9-4
and the
Red Sox. The Red Sox got another.
There it is. They scored you for you. They got the run home.
Good.
So
All right.
So that one's in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those were live plays you had?
Yeah, hang on. Let's not.
No, I got it here. I got it here. Hold on, it's right. That's in. You need one more in Tampa, right?
Yeah. Come on.
What do they offer?
No offer. They took it off.
Do you think that they're doing that because of the rain situation?
No, I think they're doing that because they're going to roll the dice to see how this game plays out in Tampa. That's what I think.
Yeah, it's close to the end because it's what's, where are they?
They got two innings.
Bottom seven. Man, a hit right here, Joe. Can this guy just get a hit, Palacios?
Come on, Palacios. Come on.
Just get a hit.
Come on, foul. All right, kid sitting dead red. Come on.
That was a Tyler O'Neill home run, by the way, that got the Red Sox that fourth run. So Tyler O'Neill going big fly. I need
come
to
on.
My guys here.
Sit dead red, kid. Sit dead red. No? No sitting dead red? Sit dead red, kid.
Come on, Palacios. And Robert made out. I mean, you got to be kidding me here.
Come on. Lock it up. Let's get a base hit. Base hit.
Not off to a good start.
Why? What happened?
I just need we want a couple taters to come in, that's all. I mean, you can't get them all, Joe, but you want to get one or two. You just want to get
a little
you know,
juice.
That way it's not, you know, it's not so bad. When you get a donut, that's where the tater betting gets you in a big trouble. When you got nights with none hit, 10-7 Cleveland.
Wow.
10-7.
Wish I had that over.
Most runs of the night, you're not on it.
I know. It's typical. It's the way it goes. Typical.
Yeah. That's. Sometimes it happens, Joe, right?
Come on. Base hit.
Sometimes it happens.
Locked it up. In play. Base hit. Come on, Palacios.
What'd he do, Joe?
Base hit. Come on.
What'd he do?
I don't know. Yeah, it looks like he got a base hit. Score! He scored. We got it. 6-4. That's it, Carver.
Should be 7-3.
Now we got it. Give me the cash out.
There it is, Joe. 7-3.
Where's the cash out? Huh? I want the cash out.
They're going to hold you up on that Brave game.
Come on. Call it.
Why do you want to call it? Don't you want the big numbers?
That is a big number, Carver. Look at it.
Are they offering you right now?
No cash out.
Yeah, but Joe, that number's going to drastically drop if that game gets voided. Drastically.
Okay, so what do you think it is, Carver? I had plus 200, plus 190, plus 164 that are all in on a three-teamer. I mean, that's a pretty good price.
Hold on a second. Give me that again. Give me those numbers. 1 second. I'm going to try
plus 200. There we go. God.
One second.
Come on, here we go. The accountant. plus 200.
I can give me a moment.
Here we go. Any longer. You need a sundial? What are you doing?
I'm trying. We're going to have to wait. During the break, we'll figure it out. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.